Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Is it okay to use ChatGPT for like speeches? What about for like a maid of honor or best man speech? Does it feel wrong to use AI to help with something so personal? 855-444-MEGA. Brides, maid of honors, be honest. Would you be upset if you found out your maid of honor used ChatGPT to write the speech? And if you've ever been a maid of honor or best man, did you use ChatGPT for help? 855-444-6342. AB, you might be surprised by this, has to give a maid of honor speech and is nervous about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't like public speaking.
Which is crazy.
Because you talk on the
radio. I hate public speaking. Even on the radio, it feels like we're not talking to anybody.
Well,
like it just.
We probably aren't.
Nobody's listening. I know nobody's listening. That's what I tell myself at least. So I'm fine. But I hate public speaking, but I do like writing. I've always been a good writer. And so, but with writing, I have to wait for that hit of inspiration to just come. Like, I can't just sit down and be like, okay, now's the day I'm going to write it. It's this weekend, so it's coming up.
Yeah, you better start.
But I can't just sit and write it. I have to, like, wait for it to come to me.
Do you think it's okay to use ChatGPT?
No.
No.
And my dad suggested that. He was like, why don't you just, you know, put a couple things into ChatGPT, see if it'll like concoct something for you. I think that's cheating.
Really surprised that you think that because you use ChatGPT for everything.
You do
I
lean
do,
on
but
it.
It's not like anytime I write a letter to one of my friends or something, I'm not putting that through ChatGPT. It's a very personal thing that you're writing.
I actually am on your side.
I do
think it's cheating. When I was devoted from maid of honor, I still had to give a speech, and I didn't use ChatGPT. I wouldn't use ChatGPT for anything like that.
You didn't use our help either. We gave some suggestions, and then they were kind of more of a roast, but you didn't use any of our suggestions.
Yeah. Correct. I didn't use anything. I do think that it needs to be written by you from the heart. You were selected as maid of honor for a reason. I think you should have enough in your own heart and in your own mind to say.
Anybody can put stuff into ChatGPT and whip up a speech, but yeah, there is a reason I was chosen to give it.
Yeah, but you're not, it's not like you're just going to throw it into ChatGPT and never read it beforehand. It's kind of like a check-all. To me, it's what you would use it for. You're not going to just write, okay, I'm going to throw this ingredients into this ChatGPT.
What if it makes it the same as the other speeches?
Okay.
What if the best man is also using ChatGPT and our speeches are the same?
Just insert a different name?
That would be awesome. You got a viral moment right there.
This is why I don't think it's cheating, though, because it's your thoughts, your information, your stories about your friend, and then you're asking for someone to help you put structure to it.
Yeah, it's like
can you ask a friend? For like, hey, can I run this speech by you? And you lean on Hannah and she goes, oh, I would take out that part, or I would maybe insert a joke. Could you ask Hannah for advice? Could you ask your mom for advice? Is the answer yes to that? Because then what's wrong with ChatGPT also helping you with it?
I think I could ask for advice.
See?
Like, I could ask my mom, but she also knows the bride.
No.
So it doesn't feel like cheating to me.
I feel like that even... even help, like personal help, is different than AI help. Why? AI help might, AI help doesn't know you or know your writing. So it's not going to sound like you.
I will say this for any speeches or any like concoctions, it's something I didn't embrace sooner. I've had to write a couple of like important emails and I've always just written them and I'm terrible with grammar. I skip words. I make mistakes all the time. So then what I started to do was I put down my thoughts, my ideas, threw it in the ChatGPT, and then I thought, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like if ChatGPT helps me articulate the feelings and emotions that I want to express about my friend, that's not considered cheating. You want the right emotions for your friend. If ChatGPT helps you do that, who cares?
I think what makes it beautiful is your grammar, though. Like, that's who you are. If you come out, Brett.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With a speech for me, and it's perfectly articulated and spelt correctly, I'm gonna know that's not you. that is not.
If you actually call
that
her,
is not you.
If you call her Hannah, she's gonna know it's not you.
Yeah,
she's
trying
to get a word right. All right, 855-444-MEGA. Do you think that ChatGPT is a resource when it comes to writing, like a maid of honor speech, or if you do any public speaking, is it like, hey, these are supposed to be your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and if you lean on AI, it lessens it at any degree? Has anyone been a maid of honor? Did you use ChatGPT? How did you feel about it? 855-444-6342. If you have to give a maid of honor speech, is it... quote unquote from AB, consider cheating if you use ChatGPT. If you type in all the information about your friend or best friend or your sister, and you're the maid of honor and you give all the information and then ChatGPT helps you articulate it, does it feel kind of icky that, like, oh, you had to lean on AI, you couldn't write a speech? 855-444-MEGA. AB, who doesn't like public speaking, has to give a speech.
Yeah,
this weekend.
I just think using ChatGPT seems icky and it seems lazy. Like, just put the time in and figure it out yourself.
Agreed.
Why? Don't you want the best? You want what's best for your friend.
I want my friend to be my friend. I don't want AI to be my friend.
Anything put into ChatGPT will come out a little bit fake because it's not you.
I do think that, like, when you type things into ChatGPT, it comes across a little like AI robot-y. But if it helps you articulate the words you are struggling to find, and then your friend feels those emotions, who cares how we get to the result as long as we got to the result? I want that person on their wedding day to feel the love that I am trying to give, and I don't care how we get there. I don't care if AB has to help me write it. And at the end of the day, if my friend then feels it, then who cares? I don't care if it's ChatGPT, you know, a stranger out in the middle of the road. If you can help me, help me. It's okay to ask for help. That's what I think. Emily, did you have to ask for help when it came to writing a maid of honor speech?
I did. I am with 100%. I have such bad public speaking. And so I was like, ChatGPT help me? Like, how am I going to skeleton note this? Give me an idea. So, like, I think it's fine if you just, like, use details and you kind of make it personalized. But to use it just straight up, word for word, exactly what ChatGPT says, I'm with you, it kind of seems bad. But I had a speech this summer, and that's how I did mine.
You know,
which is kind of like,
how did the speech go? Did you feel like you knocked it out of the park then?
100%. Everyone was clapping, and everyone said that was the best speech they've ever heard in their entire life.
Boom.
And
so
but did you feel like you took credit for it?
No.
100%. Right. That's something I would want to feel.
I said it was 50-50. I was like, you know what? I needed support to be able to feel confident in the speech, but, like, I made my own spin on it. So it was mostly mine, but, like, I just used some formatting from ChatGPT.
See? You said you've been waiting for inspiration. What if Chat over here, our good friend Chat, thank you so much for the call, can be the inspiration? Like, oh, my God, I never even would have thought of that phrasing or that word, and that has sparked all these different words and phrasing that I'm looking for.
I don't want to use ChatGPT.
I guarantee.
I can't.
10 years from now, we're not even going to think anything about it. We're going to be like, ah, it's my good old buddy, I call him Chitty Chat, whatever you call him. Macy, do you think it's okay to use ChatGPT for, like, a maid of honor speech?
I do.
Okay.
So I use ChatGPT. I will put all my information into it. I pull the message that it gives me, and then I rewrite it.
Oh.
Oh.
How do you feel about that? That okay now? Now we're reworking.
I still don't like that.
Nah, it's because you're not cool.
I have dealt with a situation where I was using ChatGPT to kind of rekindle things with a friend. And I felt like I was being very tedious about it, making sure it was very sincere. But she was taking my messages and plugging them in, and I was getting, I was apologizing to ChatGPT.
It's just not sincere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you would just send her messages, and then she would just take it and then writing back. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The whole conversation for a week was ChatGPT. And so I just stopped talking to her.
Interesting. Thank you so much for the call. I do think at one point, Chat's just going to go up there and knock out the speech for us. Like, we'll just send ChatGPT up there for us. Hey, I have public speaking anxiety. Here's my friend Chat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.